Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes you have to speak victory to
How many people are encouraged tonight?
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, church. Come on, let's enter in this morning. Amen. Come on, let's give God our praise, glory, and honor this morning because he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Encourage yourself on today. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you're dealing with, no matter what's ahead of you, I want you to understand that God is able. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you. Oh, Father God, we come right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we come, oh, God, surrendering all over to you right now, God. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our Lord and Savior. Lord God, creator of heaven and earth, as your sons and daughters, we come to you to worship you as you desire, in spirit and in truth. According to John 4:22, we know that Jesus is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Your spirit witness to our spirit the truth that Jesus is the Christ, and we believe in him. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, according to John 9, you seek those who worship you and do your will. Out of the love, oh God, that you place in our heart for you, Lord, creating us a clean heart right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, a broken and contrite heart, a heart, oh God, of repentance, oh God, in all our ways, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh, let nothing be done in strife or vain glory, but in loneliness of mind, know that we need, Father God, all things are possible, Lord, man, the flesh, they shall fall short of your glory. Lord, we do not come to worship you just to be doing something. We come to God, God, and come to the love and intimacy that we have, a relationship we have with you, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord God, we just want to say thank you. Lord God, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, oh God, for new mercy and new grace, amen. Lord, we thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning, oh God, restoring our soul, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, now, Lord, we thank you, oh God, that you have a power, oh God, waiting for the foundation of this world. We just want to say thank you. If we had 1,000 tons of people, we still couldn't break it up, but yet the story is thank you. Oh Lord, we're mighty on this line today, oh God. Touch every heart and mind, oh God. Oh Lord, help us on today. Amen. In the name of Jesus, I am the Holy Shakaya. My Lord, my God, we need your help, oh God. We call out the Lord this day. Hallelujah. My Lord, we thank you. According to what David said in Psalm 42:1-2, as a gift passed from the water book, so our soul blessed to thee, oh God. Our soul blessed to you for the living God. Our soul yearns overwhelming desire. Yea, even fires with the course of the Lord, our God. Our hearts, oh God, our hearts and our flesh cry out for the living God. Oh, Lord, move right now. Lord, let us be our hearts crying and say, let us follow your bride, oh God, every increase in each of us. Amen. Oh, hold us with God, God, with our free spirit. Hallelujah. Let God be magnified. Let there be any wicked way within us, oh God. Let it be exposed right now and taken out the way. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, let no runaway complaint of that burden of evil be found in us. Amen. That our life be a glory, honor, and faith unto you. Circumcise our heart, oh God. Fill us with your spirit, oh God, your pity, your mercy, and love and kindness, that we sing praises to you all the day, Lord, amen, creating us a heart of worship, so we rejoice not only in you, Father God, you are all the joy and the lift of our right hand, and we thank you. Through your Holy Spirit, lead us in rivers of your worship and truth, amen. Let our hands be lifted up to you as we go through this day, and make our life be a living sacrifice, a sweet Savior, Lord, that you would be glorified, honored, and our life be a praise in the everyday things of life unto you, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Father God, Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, we praise you and we worship you. We come to you in love and all the operations through the precious blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Holy Spirit, we ask you to pray to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, right there to renew a righteous spirit within us all. That the mind of Christ holy within us in all areas of our lives. We bind our mind to the mind of Christ and our will to our Heavenly Father right now. Lord, let thy will be done. Oh, Lord, as it is in heaven, oh God, let thy kingdom come, oh God. Come and see our daily bread, oh God, that our bellies shall be full. Amen. Hallelujah to your name, God. We yield all that we are to you. We ask that true praise and worship come forth right now from our inner man, that we will worship you, Holy Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ in spirit and in true glory. hallelujah to your name, God. My God, my God, we praise you. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, you are worthy of our praise, Lord, and honor. There's no other greater than you, Lord God, and we just want to say thank you. We declare the call right in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That we walk in the light and we have the fellowship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The glory, the glory of God is blessing us. It is manifesting right now. Amen. In his glorious presence right now. Hallelujah. We thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, that we can commune with you. Hallelujah, that is taking place right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, as we come together on one accord with our combined faith on today, oh Lord, you almighty, oh God, let breakthrough come in our healing. Let breakthrough come in our deliverance, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, let peace still in the house of your children, oh God. Let peace reign in our house, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, help us to pursue peace always. That we become peacemakers, amen. We declare in the cross of the power and the blood of Jesus Christ. In his holy name, hallelujah. Hallelujah, that we live, we move, that we have our being, and we thank you, Lord God. For you are our strength, amen. And hallelujah to your name, God. Lord, yes, in Jesus' name, that you set a watch over our mouth and keep the words of our lips, oh God. Let no evil communication of the feet from our lips, amen. Superimpose the fruits of the spirit, oh God, of the weakness of our temperament and the proclivities of our flesh. My Lord, my God, hide us in your pavilion and your secret place, oh God. The most high God, lead us, amen. All the power of righteousness for you. Your name, Jacob. We decree and declare by faith today that we have encountered in whom the Son set free. We iterate right now as free indeed. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Father God, we thank you. Deliver us right now by your truth and your word, true God. Forgive us of any misdemeanors, misunderstanding, malice, or cardiology, rationalization, or indifference, or holiness. Father God, we decree and declare that the evil one have no place in us. Amen. We decree and declare, hallelujah, break it, Jesus. Our kingdom finish of all strongholds. Lord, cleanse our minds by the washing of your word, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ with your word, granting us a clean heart, oh God. And I knew the right spirit within us, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, oh Lord. Our strength and our redeemer. And we just want to say thank you. We can be in the crowd right there, hallelujah. And this all it shall be no other way. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name that you unleash your word now and minister the angel, oh God, towards this in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we confess our sins and our fathers. Let Christ and mercy prevail over us right now. We declare the crown that we have a free passion from our prayer lines who are shared into the realm of the supernatural and will not be overwhelmed. We come into agreement with the Supreme Court of Heaven, and we are seated in the heavenly place of Christ Jesus right now. Therefore, we walk from this plane and realm. We declare the crown that anointing of God breaks every yoke and opens up every portal. And assign angels to reinforce us. We advance into new levels and new dimensions, new realms and territory. Father God, you have let me pray through the heavens on today. In the name of Jesus Christ, that you pour a blessing on the house of your children, oh God. In their lives, we won't have one without a receiver. We declare your prayer that we receive the overflow of blessings that come from our Father in heaven. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit of God, fill us afresh right now. Fill us afresh when we've been guilty. Amen. Open up the channels of our spirit so that we can be filled on today. Fill us, oh God, afresh on this day. Renew us right now. Renew the fire. Hallelujah. And renew the zeal and the passion and desire to serve God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we declare the call in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are our children, oh God. Born again, we enter the seat of the word, oh God. And we'll share with our Holy Spirit of promise. And we will not be denied. We will not take any confidence of substitute. Oh, come on, God, we pray this day for all the sick and dying. Oh, Lord, let them be healed on today. Let healing please all spirit, God. Oh, Lord, let the healing reach you. It's a moment that in the name of Jesus Christ, that healing come right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, remove all the lay obstacles to our healing, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray for the lost on today that they may be found, oh God. That you have sent your word, oh God. Your mission is your middle for them, oh God. That they will come back again in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. My Lord, my God, we ask that you speak to the same man on today, oh God. When you call man to be the head of the house and the peace of his home, and those that are out of position, oh God, we pray for the right born in position for their life. In the name of Jesus Christ, that they will be running in your word, oh God, and operate according to your word and your will. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, let us not be taken by the worldly things of the flesh and the people of the trail. Oh, Lord, deliver from our whole self, oh God. Our whole self, what is we, oh God? In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, God, there's every hindrance spirit in our life right now. Every spirit of frustration, meditation, procrastination, stagnation. Oh, God, there's every spirit of destruction, every spirit of confusion, every fighting spirit, familiar spirit. Oh, God, there's every spirit of old person, deep person, warrior and fear. And I command you to cease your ways and die in the open house. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I come against the spirit of unforgiveness. I come against the spirit of rebellion, disobedience, bitterness. I come against the spirit of resentment. I come against the spirit of sickness, disease. I come against pain and discomfort and family affliction, inflammation and violence. And I command you to cease your ways and die at the holy cross. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I come against the spirit of destruction right now. That's been given to death of all kind. In the natural, hallelujah, and in the supernatural. And I command you to cease your ways and die at the holy cross. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I come against the spirit of lust and perversion, homosexual spirit, lesbian spirit. I command you to cease your ways and die at the holy cross. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I come against the spirit of double-mindedness. I command you to cease your ways and die at the holy cross. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, we decree the covenant to live to be permanent. And all of our hands in Jesus' name, all the wicked to take your place in this. Let your Holy Spirit feel every place right now. Let the fruits of your spirit take root in the life of your children. We just want to say thank you, oh God. It is you that give the increase, oh God. The Lord, we ask, oh God, for the increase of today. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Let us receive fresh oil, fresh anointing, fresh strength, fresh revelation, fresh mirror right there. We declare the power of our faith in the spirit in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah to your name, God. We cancel every assignment of Satan and his agents right now. Hallelujah. We send that every fire door of the enemy right now. Let it be consumed. Hallelujah. That whole camp is swollen with the same fire door they sent our way. Oh, Lord, cause confusion on the camp of the enemies right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every pit that they've built for us to fall in. Let them fall in their own pits, oh God. So every net that they set out to entangle us in, oh God, to catch them. Let them be entangled in their own net camp today. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We can't thank you enough, but yet you will thank you. We thank you, God, it's you that has kept us. It is you, Father God, how you have prepared the way for us. So we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we can declare in the power right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, on one accord, that we have the keys of the kingdom, and whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven, and whatever we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. According to Matthew 16:19, we bind the kings and chains and the nobles and fetters of iron. We bind the strong men and fallen goods right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind everything and all proud spirits away to give our life and those of our family. We bind the principalities, powers, rules, and forces of this world of spiritual wickedness and high places. We bind all sickness and disease of release against our mind and body and those in our family. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Because you have given us the power, oh God. We declare the name of Jesus Christ and the power of the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth and the finish up on the cross. That we have the resurrection power working on the inside. And we can declare the covenant greatest he that's in us and he that's in the world. Amen. Hallelujah. We're more than covenants in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah to your name, God. And we just want to say, thank you. Move mighty, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Right now, we thank you, Lord. Do all that you can do, Heavenly Father. Move like you only can move, oh God. Right now in the name of Jesus Christ. All over every tear that we cry, oh God. Let joy come in the name of Jesus Christ. We declare in the prayer that we can do it for a night. But joy cometh in the morning. Lord, we pray we call upon you, Lord God of all comfort. Oh Lord, comfort those who are lost and loved ones, oh God. Oh Lord, that peace come and be still, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Have your way of Holy Spirit in this service. And for one of the God go forward on today. You are tough, oh God. We pray right now that there be a pouring in, oh God. It's all right now, oh God. Fresh oil, fresh anointing, fresh strength, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, that you will speak your word, oh God, and nothing at all, oh God. That all this man's abandoned and lives will be changed for the better. Those that are needed, their healing will take place immediately. Those that are needed to be delivered and set free, hallelujah, let it be so, oh God. According to your word, in the name of Jesus Christ, we decree the prayer of this, in the name of Jesus Christ, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, forgive us, oh God, for our sins, oh God. Oh, Lord, forgive us for all our iniquities and our trespasses and trespasses, oh God. Oh, Lord, cleanse us right now with hyssop, and we shall be cleansed. Wash us, and we shall be white as snow, oh God. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We show up in the joy of our salvation, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. Oh, Lord, we ask, oh God, remove every house burden of faith on my people, leaders of churches, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Right now, oh God. And Lord, we pray right now for anyone that's traveling on the road today. We pray traveling grace and mercies right now, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, bless all that are going and coming on today. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, or accidents. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every vehicle and all the transportation that we may take on today. Amen. Every road, every street, every highway, every airway, seaway, building, place, or home, everywhere our feet may tread. We plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we declare the cover of the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, God shall condemn. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, glory to your name, God. Hey, come on out of what shall be. In the name of Jesus, one God, we just want to say thank you. Hiya. My God, move. Move, oh God. Oh, Lord, he cut it out of what shall be. Right now, God, we need to be delivered on today, Father God. We need to be healed, oh God. Oh, Lord, he come out of the wall, shed in my heart. God, do what only you can do, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, hallelujah, that we are blessed, that you have blessed us, Heavenly Father, and we are going from glory to glory to glory, and wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you for it, Lord, hallelujah, and we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, church. If you receive that prayer on today, so it shall be unto you and your household. Amen. Be changed on today. We come to be changed. We come believing. Amen. We don't come to leave here the same on today. We know that God is omnipotent, omnipresent. It doesn't matter where you are. Hallelujah. Where you right now, God is able to do all things to meet you right where you are. Amen. Amen. Welcome, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Sunday service. We thank God for this opportunity this day. Welcome. We are the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas. We're senior pastors, Apostle Tony Kamani. Pastor Dorsey, amen, and is on an assignment. You are for a season, so he's not with us on today. When he's released to come back, you'll hear him again then. But we thank God in the meantime, I'd like for you all to continue to pray for him. God will continue to strengthen and grow him. Amen. As he's on his spiritual mission on today, as we are the Gospel Public Ministries. Welcome everyone in Houston, Texas, and surrounding cities. Welcome those out of Louisiana, Atlanta, New York, New Jersey, Alabama, Chicago. Amen. Chicago, Illinois itself. Let me say it like that. Hallelujah. Those that are tuning in with us from Africa. Welcome, 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 welcome. Hopefully I mentioned everyone that I could remember as I can see you all entering into service today. Welcome. We thank God for you. You could have been anywhere else, but you decided to be here with us on today. So may God bless you and keep you. Amen. May God continue to strengthen you. Brother Joel is here with us. Brother Joel, are you ready to bless us with a psalm? I want to let you all know this is First Sunday, so we thank God for this First Sunday, the month of November. We thank God Almighty. As you know, if you've never been here, if you've been with us before, excuse me, we have communion every Sunday at our 10 a.m. service, so we're going to have our communion, so gather your items that you'll need to have communion with us on today, so we'll be taking our communion here. We're going to have a song selection from Brother Joe Washington, and then we're going to have our communion, and then the next one, we're going to have a song, then the next voice you hear is a consolation to pour. Oh my God, y'all be ready for the message that's going to come pour from this powerful woman of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Brother Joe Washington, go ahead, let God use you.
Good morning. I'm so glad to be with y'all this morning. I wanted to say that you know, I had family, I just say my family down south in Louisiana, which where I'm from, Ben, Louisiana, they had death in their family. And it's a guy that I grew up with. I've been knowing him ever since I was a little baby. And we all grew up like brothers and sisters. And he passed away, and they had his funeral yesterday. His name was Deacon Jeff Cook. And I wanted y'all to pray for the family, because I know it's a hard pill to swallow, but see, God know better than anybody. God don't make mistakes. And I know what they're going through with, because I've been through that. And I just want you to pray for that family, the Cook family. And not only pray for the Cook family, but pray for all family, including my family. So when you get a chance, you can pray for them. But I'm going to render this song for them. And if you want to pray for them later, you can. It's up to y'all how you want to, go about this. I'm going to sing this old song that I love to sing. And I sang this song a lot, and I'm going to sing it this morning. Precious Lord, take my hand. Lead me on and let me stand. I'm tired, Lord, I'm weak, and I am one. Oh, Lord, through the storm and through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. When my way grows weary, precious Lord, linger near. When my life is almost gone, Lord, hear my cry and hear my call. Hold my hand, lest I fall. Take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me home. Oh Lord, oh Lord. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, and let me stand. I'm tired, Lord, I'm weak, and I am one. Oh, Lord, through the storm and through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me home. Oh, Lord, when darkness appears and the night draws near and the day is past and gone, oh, Lord, at the river, Lord, I stand. Guide my feet and hold my hand. Take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me home. Yeah, oh Lord. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, and let me stand. I'm tired, and Lord, I'm weak, and I am worn. Oh, Lord, through the storm and through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me home. See, I don't know about you, but you see, I'm not worried today. I know what Joe was. He was standing at the river. Here I stand, guide my feet and hold my hand. Take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me home. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you, Brother Joe. We thank God for you so much. May God pour into every virtue that left your body on today. We want to lift up the family on today, the Cook family. Father God, we ask all of our comfort to comfort that family right now, God, in their time of loss right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Touch every heart and mind, oh God. Let peace come and be still. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, we bless your holy name. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen. And amen. We will continue to pray for that family. Amen. And for all families. Amen. God bless you, Brother Joe. We love you. And we thank God for you. Amen. Amen. At this time, everyone, we're going to get ready to have our communion. Amen. And then we're going to get ready for the preach word, the message on today. So if you already have all that you need to take communion with us this morning, amen. Let us enter in. The Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 14 through 20, when the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them, with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it amongst yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given to you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which I shed for you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our Lord and Savior. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can enter in communion after time. We thank you that your word says in 1 Corinthians 11 and 27 that whoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink it of the cup of the Lord and in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says that every man examine himself. So let each of us examine ourselves right now. Hallelujah. 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 Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us right now. All of us here in service on today, oh God, as we enter in, of our sins, our transgressions, our iniquities, and our trespasses, oh God, cover each of us with the blood of Jesus Christ and cleanse us of all unrighteousness right now, Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we are now able to enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you that the Lord Jesus Christ went to the cross for us, that Jesus took our sins, our transgressions, our iniquities, and our trespasses to the cross with him. We thank you that we can take this piece of bread, your body, in remembrance of you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your body was broken for our sins, our transgressions, our iniquities, and our trespasses. Lord Jesus Christ, we love you. We remember your suffering and how you were beaten and mired and spit upon and whipped and crucified for each of us. Your body was broken so that our body may be healed. Amen. We thank you that with your stripes we are healed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for loving us and us and healing us. We thank you that you took the bread and broke it and said, my body which is broken for you, and partake and take in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God. Dear Jesus, we now take this piece of bread, your body, in remembrance of you in faith. You may take and eat. Amen. The word says in 1 Corinthians that after supper, Jesus took the cup and said this to his disciples. This is the blood of the new covenant shed for you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you shed your blood for us. That your blood is our atonement. It justifies us, sanctifies us, redeems us, and cleanses us, and washes away all our sins, all our iniquities, all our transgressions, all our trespasses. Hallelujah. And your blood, it heals us. In the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. We now take this in remembrance of you, Lord Jesus. You may take and drink. Hallelujah. It's in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and as we pray with thanksgiving, to God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. We're going to have one song as we enter in and get prepared for the woman of God is coming forth. Apostle Richard DeBoer. So you all stay right there with us. Stay right there with us. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Matthew chapter 17. I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17. The Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus. And he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples. And your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him, and immediately the boy was cured.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bring them to Jesus. And that's what God has called us to do as his shepherds, amen, as his apostles, to bring them to him. Amen. At this time, I introduce to you all, powerful woman of God, the 48 giant. Amen. I had an opportunity to travel with this beautiful woman of God. She's a beautiful spirit of operating the prophetic. Amen. And it's fullest. Amen. And went to Atlanta. She was on the prophetic release show out in Atlanta. We traveled. I've never met somebody so powerful and so genuine about the work of God. She has a heart for God's people, amen. A woman that will intercede for you, amen. And no matter how she's feeling in her body, all that she goes through in her body, she is so powerful. I'm talking about rich in spirit to stand against an army. I'm talking about no other than Apostle Rachel DeBoer. I present to you right now, as we enter in right now to receive the message, we welcome you, Apostle Rachel DeBoer. Amen. Let God use you, sister.
Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you. God bless everyone that is on the line this morning. First of all, I want to give God all the glory. And I want to give our God all the praise, because without him, I am nothing. I want to bless his name, because if he don't say speak, I cannot speak. If he don't say hear, I cannot hear. If he don't say move, I cannot move. And I want to thank him, because his mercies are brand new every morning. And I want to thank him for him being who he is in my life. And then I want to give a special honor to Apostle Chantel Manning. I thank you so much for this opportunity. God bless you. Yes, we have been knowing each other for almost 3 years now.
Yes.
And I bless God for your life, powerful, powerful woman of God. Yes. Let's look to the Lord. I want to pray real quick before we give the word of the Lord.
Amen.
Father, we bless you. We honor you. We thank you, God. We give you all the glory.
Yes,
God, we give you all the praise. We bless you, because there's none like unto you on the earth, neither under the earth. We thank you, because you sent the slain lamb to die on the cross for our sins. We thank you, because God, you are our company keeper. We thank you, God, because you are the lifter of the back down head. We thank you, God, that your name is Jehovah Jireh, but you are the God that provides for we, your people. We thank you, God, because you are the one who, when we open up our mouths, God, you begin to speak. You are the one who is our shield, our buckler. You're our strong tower, I defend. Nobody can come in and do us like you can do us. I heard a seasoned saint say, if I just lean and trust on you, God, you will come in right where we are at this moment. And so we're asking you, God.
Yes, Lord.
We're asking you, God, to come in right where we are in this moment. Invade our space. We say,
Lord.
Holy Spirit, have your way. We welcome you. Match our wheels with your wheel. We take it and we command our souls to bless your name. We command our soul to give you praise. We command our soul to thank you and to give you praise on this morning.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. The Lord began to deal with me.
Yes, Father.
He began to say to me, he said, the people need encouraging.
Yes,
a lot of times we're in a situation where we're so downtrodden that we need to know that God still hears us.
Yes,
a lot of times we're in a situation where we're so depressed, we're so hung low that we feel as though nobody else is around. But the Bible declares that God says he will never leave us, nor will he forsake us. He will be with us even until the ends of the earth. He said he would stick close to us, closer than a brother. He's a friend that we can count on. He's a lover that will never leave us. He's one like no other. And so I said, God, what do you want to say? He said, let the people know that they are encouraged on tonight, on this morning. Let them know that I am still here in the midst of everything that is going on, in the midst of death, in the midst of calamity, in the midst of people losing their jobs, in the midst of people losing their spouses, in the midst of people losing their family members, in the midst of people losing their children. Let them know that I am still here.
Amen.
If you have your Bibles, please turn with me to 2 Samuel.
Yes, Lord.
The 12th chapter.
Amen.
We are talking about encouraging the people of God.
Amen.
So 2 Samuel, the 12th chapter, and we're going to start at the 13th verse.
12 and 13. Amen.
Again, I reiterate for those of you where I may be moving a little too fast, 2 Samuel, the 12th chapter, and the 13th verse.
Amen.
And the Bible says, and David said to Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. And Nathan said to David, the Lord also has put away your sins. You shall not die. Verse 14 says, nevertheless, because by this deed you have utterly scorned the Lord and given great occasion to the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme, and the child that you have born shall surely die. What is going on right here? What's going on is that we understand the story of David, how he went and he went and slept with Bathsheba, very familiar story, how he slept with Bathsheba, and then he put her husband on the front line to die. And what we're coming on now is a combination of the fact that after her husband died, they found out that she was pregnant.
My Lord.
Many times we're in situations where we find out, oh, wait a minute, God's hand is really on my life because I got caught. I am the one in the middle. Everybody else around me can get away with everything that they're doing. Everybody else around me can get away with not praying for a long amount of time, but God wants me to stay on my face. Everybody around me can get away when they cheat on the fast, but God wants me to be in a position where I stay consistent to what he's calling me to do. And so here we find David in a predicament.
My Lord.
He has gotten the woman that he used her husband to die to get to her. They pregnant.
My Lord.
And then the Bible says, and then Nathan departed to his house. And the Lord struck the child that Uriah's widow bore to David. And he was very sick.
Jesus.
David therefore besought God for the child, and David fasted and went in and lay all night repeatedly on the floor. You know how we are when we get in a predicament. We are in a pandemic, and sometimes we don't know whether we're going to the left or whether we're going to the right. We are in a position where death is all around us. We're in a position where we don't know some people taking the vaccine and some people not. We don't know whether we want to put on a mask or whether we don't want to put on a mask. We're in a situation where we look in the grocery stores, and it seems as though food is fleeting. We're in a situation where we don't even know if we take a stand for Christ, if our jobs are going to be upheld by God.
Jesus.
And so God, I'm going to lay on my face, and I'm going to call on you. I'm going to put myself in a posture of prayer, because God, I don't know what's going to happen next.
So
David is in a situation where he knows he messed up. We know this is a messed up situation. We know that this world is enduring something that we have never been in before.
Jesus.
So David is in a situation that he lays on the floor and he begins to lament. That means to cry uncontrollably before the Lord.
Mama.
And the Bible says his older house servants arose in the night and went to him to raise him up from the floor, but he would not move, nor would he eat with them. This means that David was in depression. Many times we're in a situation where we're so depressed, and some of us that are clergy, some of us that are ministry leaders, we don't want to know, let everybody know that we're depressed, but we have been in a position, even some of you that are on this line right now, we've been in a position that we are depressed. We don't want to talk to nobody. We don't want to move. We just want to lay on our faces, and we want to go before the Lord in tears.
My Lord.
And those who are around us, we have people that are there to encourage us. And you say, you can't fix it. My family member is dying. You can't fix it. I don't know whether my job is going to hold up. You can't fix it. There is nothing that you can do. So I just want to lay here and cry.
Mm-hmm.
I want to soak in the inside of myself. I don't want to be bothered with nobody. I don't want to take no phone calls. I don't want to get up in my car. I don't want to go nowhere. I just want to lay here. And this is where David was at. Everybody around him was trying to encourage him, but nobody could get him off of the position that he was in called stuck. And God wants to get the people of God off of the position that he called stuck this morning.
Jesus. Come on. Yeah.
What is the position called stuck? It seems as though no matter how many times we pray, no matter how many times we fast, no matter how many times somebody comes and prophesies to us, we feel a little better while they're prophesying, but if it is not at a magnitude, come on, let's be real, if it's not at a magnitude where our flesh can be applicable or go alongside our spirit and our wills do not wheel with the spirit of the Lord after they get through prophesying, after they get through laying on hands, I still feel depressed. I still feel sad. I'm still in a way that I'm confused. You can't give me no money and I need it. You can't pay my bills and I need them paid. And so the people of God need to be encouraged that God is about to take us off of a place called stuck.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And the word of the Lord says, and then on the seventh day, the child dies. David's servants feared to tell him that the child was dead. For they said, while the child was yet alive, We spoke to him, and he would not listen to our voices. Will he then harm himself if we tell him that the child is dead? So that put in a position where I'm trying to encourage you, but I don't know whether you're going to go and smoke some weed. I don't know whether you're going to pop some pills or swallow some pills. I don't know if you are behind the scenes and you're drinking you some Combassier, and in the midst of everybody, you're saying, God, thank you. I don't know what's going on. I don't know how to come at you. So we don't know what to tell him. And the Bible says, but when David saw that the servants whispered, he perceived that the child was dead. He already knew.
My Lord.
So many of you are in a position where God has set before you dreams and visions. Many of you are in a position where God has given you business ideas and business ventures. Many of you are in a position where the Spirit of the Lord told you that you would be the head and not the tail, that you would be above only and not beneath. Many of you are in a position that you got prophecies over your head, and it seems as though the prophetic word is not going to come to pass. You go before the Lord and you're depressed. You go before the Lord and you're lamenting. You're uncontrollably crying. You're saying, God, you said that I was chosen. God, you said you called me for this work, whether that work be in the world or whether that work be in Christendom. God, you said you were going to make me successful. God, you said that you were going to make my enemies be at peace with me. God, you said you were going to make my enemies be my footstool. God, you said you're going to prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemy, and it looks like everything you said is dead.
Mother,
it looks like everything that people have prophesied over my life, it's not coming to pass. And even if it is coming to pass, it's not coming to pass in the way that you said it. And so I'm confused because you said that you are not a God that you should lie. Neither are you son of man that you should not repent. God, you said if you spoke it that you're going to make it good and it's going to pass. So God, please help me to understand what is going on right here.
Right here.
What is happening is that in the midst of what we're going through, some of us have been disobedient. God has said, I want you to get on your face, and you say, God, I'm going to do it in a minute. He said, I want you to reach your word. You say, God, I'm going to do it in a minute. And what happened was that the Bible says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, he going to reap it. So you reaped it by him allowing you to think that your promise that he said was going to come to pass. He's making you think that it has died. Ooh. And the Bible said, then David arose from the floor, washed and anointed himself, changed his apparel, which means his clothes, went into the house of the Lord, and he worshiped the Lord. I tell you, whatever you got going on, if it's in a negative, you begin to put a negative in a positive.
Amen.
As you begin to put a negative in the positive, where it looks like it's dead, you begin to worship God. And in your worship, God begins to see your heart. In your worship, it becomes tears. In your worship, you're naked before God. And as you begin to lift your hands, the Spirit of the Lord begins to cause what you think that was dead, he caused to become to be life. When you begin to worship him, that prophecy that's over your head, even though you messed up, even though you were in a place that you felt like you didn't want to get up, even though you were in a place that everybody around you was encouraging you and you didn't want to hear what they had to say, you begin to worship the Lord, God begins to see past the flesh. As you begin to worship the Lord, God begins to see past a bad mindset. And on this morning, I want to let you know that he has seen the hearts and the minds and the body of his people. We, his people that are on this prayer line, and those of them who have not had the fortunate opportunity to be on this prayer call. And God is saying that I saw you worshiping. He said, I see you right now.
Yes,
he said, I'm the omnipresent God. He said, I'm a God that's everywhere all at one time. He said, I'm a God that's right over here in the north side. I'm the same God that's over here on the south side.
Yes.
I am that God that's on the west side, and I'm that same God that's on the east side. And I begin to see you worship. And as I begin to see you worship, I see your heart. the heart of the matter. And as I begin to see the heart of the matter in you worshiping, I say, get up off of your face, wash your face and anoint yourself, change your clothes and put yourself in a position that you are expecting, God. What am I expecting? Everything around me seems as though it is dead. He said, wait a minute, my promises are yes and amen. He said, you say, what am I worshiping? Everything around me seems that it is dead. He said, wait a minute, I told you that you were the lender and not the barrier. To God. You said, everything around me is dead. He said, wait a minute, are you not a king's kid, a royal priesthood, a holy nation? You say, reply to him. You say, God, everything around me see though is dead. He said, did I not say you will work the work of him that sends you yet while it is day? For when night comes that you cannot work, you've been working. You've been doing everything that I have called. You've been doing everything that I have chosen you to do. You just had a pit stop that seemed that made everything in your life like it was going downward. But I saw your worship. I saw your heart. I saw your tears. And I want to encourage the people on this morning that God saw the tears. God saw the earnestness in your heart. He saw your position of worship. And what seems as though it is dead, God is getting ready to make it alive. That thing that seems as though it's not going to have breath in it, God is getting ready to breathe his ruach on it. And everything that is not like him, the spirit of depression, the spirit of oppression, that it must go. Why? Not because anybody laying hands on you. Why? Not because anybody telling you a prophetic word, but it's leaving right now. It's leaving right now. Amen. It's leaving right now because of your worship.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Evening, because of your worship. And the Bible said, oh God, I thank you, Lord. Then the servant said to him, what is this that you have done? You have fasted and wept while the child was alive. Mm. But when the child was dead, you arose and ate. So I'm telling you what is taking place. David said, oh God, he's dead already. The last season that was in my life that caused me to be downtrodden, that caused me to be depressed, it's dead already through my worship. Why am I still mourning in this spot? Because I realize that through my worship, God is causing it to become alive.
Amen.
And the Bible said, David said, while the child was still alive, I fasted and I wept. And I said, who knows better? The Lord will be gracious to me and let the child live. But now he is dead. Why should I fast? Can I bring him back again? I shall go to him, but he will not return unto me. And the Bible says David comforted Bathsheba, his wife, and went to her and lay with her. And she bore a son, and he called his name Solomon. I want to let you know, in the Hebrew, the word Solomon means Jedediah. The word Jedediah means blessing. Well, we know that God has sent forth the word Solomon, who was the next child's name, who means the wisdom of God. So if Solomon means the wisdom of God, and if Jedediah means the blessings of God, God is saying that in this season, when you get up out of that place of depression, God is saying that when you worship me, he said, I'm going to give you the blessing. I'm going to call that thing that seemed as though it is dead.
Amen.
And not only am I going to give you the blessing, God said, I'm going to give you wisdom attached to it.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Amen.
And the Lord loved the child. And the Bible said, and he sent a message by the hand of Nathan the prophet. And Nathan the prophet called the boy a special name, Jedediah. Why is Nathan giving the baby a name called Jedediah? And God is allowing his father to give him a name by the name of Solomon. We iterate the fact that, yes, God is giving him a name by the name of Jedediah through the prophet, which represents the blessings of God, but God also allowed dominion and authority to give him a name that recognizes and understands wisdom. What are you saying on today? Well, when God decrees and declares a blessing over your life, nothing that you can do, nothing that you can say will be able to stop it. It cannot be blocked. It cannot be irrefuted. Why? Because God said it, and that settled it. Why? lie, because there are two things that God cannot do. He cannot lie and he cannot die. So he decreed the blessing, that the blessing would come and it would be full of wisdom. So this time when you try to start the business, God's going to give you wisdom on how to do it. This time when you try to go and start the church, this time when you try to go and be in ministry that God has called you to do, this time when you present the PowerPoint presentation to your supervisor, this time it's going to work for the name of God. Why and how am I assured that this time it's going to work? Because this time you're going to go into the situation being a worshiper. This time you're going to go into the situation worshiping God in the midst of it all. Even though, God, everything around me is negative, I'm going to turn that thing around to a positive. And I'm going to worship your name. Because you are the Godhead that upholds me. The Bible said with your righteous right hand. And because of this, because I choose and I command my soul to worship you, I understand that this time it will work. It will come to pass because the blessing will have wisdom attached to it.
Amen.
And the Bible said that now Joab fought against Ramah and the Amites and took the royal city. And Joab sent messengers to David and said, I fought against Ramah and have taken the city of waters. My God. Now, therefore, assemble the rest of the men and camp them against the city and take it. Lest I take the city. And it shall be called my name. And David gathered all of the men and went to Rabbah, fought against it, and took it. And he took a crown of the king. He took the king's crown and from his head and weighed it on with a talent of gold. And in it were precious stones. And it was set on David's head. And he brought forth an exceedingly much spoil from the city. What is God saying? God said, wait a minute. Because you pressed past the depression, because you pressed past the torment in your mind, telling you what you couldn't do, what you ain't going to do, what's not going to take place. And you begin to worship the Father. One thing God said, he said, first I'm going to give you the blessing. I'm going to make it so great that I'm going to cause your enemies be at peace with you. I'm going to give you the blessing. The blessing is going to have such a wild factor attached to it that all you can do is worship me. And when you begin to worship me, when you get in this place that nothing else matters, then I'm going to begin to speak in your ear. And number two, I'm going to give you wisdom. I'm going to give you the know-how on how to go about the blessing. I'm going to give you the know-how and how to put your plan in execution. And God said, number three, and when I do it, that same enemy that attacked you, that same enemy that attacked your mind, that same sister, that same brother, whether they be relative or whether they be foe or whether they be friend or whether they be enemy or whether they be friend enemy, whether they be ministerial colleagues or whether they be somebody that you're close with, that same enemy that said to you that nothing is going to take place, that God's hand is not on you. Some of you in leadership told you that the Spirit of the Lord's hand is not on you. Well, God is saying, I'm going to give you the blessing. That's number one. I'm going to give you the blessing attached with the wisdom. That's number two. And the last thing that God's going to do, the Bible said that while David was in this position of worshiping,
my Lord,
his mother's brother came in and reported to him and said, we got to fight. Well, how many of you are in a position where in the midst of how did I come in a place where I was depressed, where I just jumped up out of my depression and I began to worship God? Because the Bible says when God speaks, he makes every man out of a lie. So God began to speak in the midst of your crying. And he began to tell you who you was to him. And he began to tell you who he is to you. And you get up and you begin to worship Father. And after you begin to worship Father, the Bible said that David went in, and not only did he have victory, not only are you getting ready to have victory, people of God, but the Bible said that God took the dominion from the king. The Bible said that God took the authority from the king. The Bible said that when David began to take the crown, which represents 75 talents, represents 75 in weight of gold, and the Bible said that that have gems in it. That's extra. He said, I'm going to give you the blessing, and I'm going to give you extra along with it. The Bible said that he took it off of his, of the king's head after he got victory and killed him, and then he put it on his head. So every dominion that that king had, it transformed to David. Everything that you see people doing, that thing is going to transform to you, and God's going to make it so exponentially. God's going to make it so magnanimously. God's going to make it so enormously big and radiant that everybody around you is going to see it. So I encourage you on today. Get off of that bed where you are discouraged. Get up off of that bed where you think that everything around you is not going to be as God has called it to be. You begin to shake yourself and listen to the voice of the Lord. And as you begin to worship him in your corner, as you begin to tell him how much you thank him, as you begin to tell him how much you glorify him, as you begin to tell him that he's the lover of your soul, as you begin to tell him that there's nobody like him, as you begin to be in intimacy with him, then the Spirit of the Lord is going to give you wisdom. After he gives you wisdom, he's going to take from your enemies what is yours. You know, we've been in a position where we deal with people that they are plagiarists. You on the phone with them, and you're telling them your vision. You're telling them the word of the Lord that God has blessed you out of excitement, and they begin to take it, and because at the time that you're telling them you don't have the means to do it, and they have the means, they begin to become demonic plagiarists, and they take everything that you said but that God told you, and they get it for themselves. Well, God is saying, we're going to turn this thing around, and they're going to give back unto you the thing that you, that they took from you. And these are the spoils that David began to take. He took everything that came from the camp of the king of Ramah. And the Spirit of the Lord said, that tell the people of God on this morning, he said, in the midst of everything that you are going through, he said, I am going to stand in the midst of it. He said, tell the people I am going to show my hand. He said, tell the people I am getting ready, according to Psalms chapter 18, I'm getting ready to ride on the wings of the cherubim, and I'm getting ready to do a sneak attack on your enemy. What is your enemy? The enemy is the spirit of depression. What is your enemy? The spirit of discouragement. What is your enemy? The spirit of torment of the mind. What is your enemy? The enemy that comes in to interrupt everything that you do that is good.
Jesus.
And God said, I'm giving you the blessing.
Amen.
He said, I did not take back my word. He said, my word is bond. It is a stamp of guarantee, signed contract.
Jesus.
He said, my word said, I'm going to bless you and not curse you. He said, did I not say that my promises are yes and amen?
Yeah.
I am not a God that I should lie. And so I put my word out there. I've spoken over your life.
Amen.
And because I've spoken over your life, I'm going to give you the blessing. And I'm going to have the blessing with wisdom attached to it. And then I'm going to give you what's for free that you didn't even ask for.
Okay.
David didn't ask for the king's crown, but God said, take all the spoils.
Yes, Lord.
Take it all. And so I just want to encourage the people on this morning, that in the midst of everything that we all are going through, God is still God on the throne. In the midst of everything that we are going through, God still hears the hearts and the cries of his people. In the midst of everything that we are going through, God is still fortifying us, making us unmovable, making us unshakable. It seems as though you seem like everything around you is failing and you can't get a leg up. But baby, watch God. Man of God, watch God. Woman of God, watch God. Watch him. He's working behind the scenes. In the midst of your sadness, in the midst of your torment, he's working behind the scenes, and he's getting ready to give you a blessing with wisdom attached to it, and he's going to allow you to take all of the spoils. Be encouraged, people of God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Be encouraged on today. Amen. God bless you, Apostle
Bless you, Deborah. We thank God for you. May God continue to bless you and point you great and mighty every virtue that left your body on today. Oh, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that your feelings are overflowing right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, as we lift it up to you, Father God, hallelujah, one accord, touch it in the green on today, oh God. Lord, we ask that you do something magnificent in the life of your daughter, your apostle, oh God. Oh, Lord, that you will honor herself, hallelujah, even greatly, oh God. Oh, Lord, enlarge her territory, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. Enlarge her coast, oh God. Oh, Lord, that every need be met, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, I pray right now that you will open the doors that no man can close, amen. Open the doors of blessing, doors of favor, doors of good relationships, good opportunities, doors of financial increase, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, and close every door that the enemy is always doing, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, and chill with the blood of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say, bless your God. Lord, ask for God that you give a new accuracy, amen. There will be fresh anointing, amen. Fresh revelation, amen. Hallelujah. There is fresh strength right now, God. Lord, we pray that you hear every part of our body, amen. We pray for restoration right now. Oh, Lord, restore right now, God, to your greatness, amen. My Lord, my God, we decree and declare right now the goodness of the Lord overflow and take you. May blessings run you down and overtake you, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father God, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we pray for our son and say we pray the strength and the protection and the peace of our child, amen. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, ask you bless our ministry, Father God, that you ask the people, God, that you ordained for the ministry to walk with, Father God, to strengthen our God in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We just want to say thank you, Father God. We declare and declare by faith that it is so, and it shall be the other way. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. I tell you, Apostle Rachel DeBoer, on today, I needed that word of encouragement on today. Hallelujah. Amen. And you all, and I'm not trying to toot her on or anything like that, but I just thank God for the woman of God. I called her last night. I'm dealing with a lot of things. And see, you need to have the right people in your circle. You need to have the right people that you can call and say, sister, brother, I need you to pray for me. Sister, brother, I need you to step in. Hallelujah. If you're a cook, make sure you have some cooks. Whatever you talk position, God has called you, or you're operating. Make sure that you have somebody that can step on or step with you, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, when you leave, me and the sister, we met each other, and I understand this from the beginning. God called me to her life, and she thought she knew me, so we were at a place together, and she said, hey, I said, hey, maybe she knows from somewhere, and it's amazing how God did it, and how God brought us together, and I just hugged on her, and I just began to pray, and you just, God is so amazing. He was perfect. What she knew, it was the spirit that was in me. God the Spirit. Hallelujah. And I prayed with her for 40 days, and it seemed like I've been knowing you for 40 years. Amen. And I thank God for you. I tell you. If she tell you, she'll say, if an apostle called me to man and said she's going to call you at 8 or 6 in the morning, you better be ready because she's going to call you.
Amen.
I love you. I thank God for you so much. We need that word on today. Be encouraged, God's people. God said it. And God's going to do it. His answer is, yes. God's going to do it. We got to be obedient. Be obedient because we cause a delay in our own blessings. We cause a lot of us to stumble and block in our own, and put them in our own way. But God's going to do it. Be faithful. Worship. I thank you for allowing God to use you. I thank God for the Holy Spirit. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. At this time, church, we're gonna open up the doors of the church right now. If there be one on today, amen. Hallelujah. If you've been going through some things right now, you strayed away from the church, and you said, I need to get back. You know, you've gotten so far, and you need to get back. Come on in. Why you still have time? Why you still have time today? Come on here. Come on in. God's saying, be encouraged on today. He's encouraging his people to come back. His promises still stand today. If there be you on today, why you still have time? Why you still have time today? Come on back. If it's you. If you decide today, I want to surrender all over to God today, amen. If you haven't prayed the prayer of salvation, amen, let us pray for you today. Let us pray that prayer with you on today, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why you still have time, amen. Why you still have time on today, let us pray for you. Come on. All you have to do is press one. Me and Apostle
pray for Deborah. We're going to pray for you and pray with you. Those that are needing prayer on today, all you have to do is press 1 at this time. If it's you, if you need prayer, if somebody, if it's you that's dealing with any sickness, I mean, if you have any issues at your job, in your finances, in your marriage, whatever it is, with your children, amen, you need a breakthrough. Let us pray for you and pray with you in the name of Jesus Christ. Let us combine our faith with your faith. The Bible tells us power in agreement. It's where it said, if there are two of my God, touch it in agreement, then I am in the midst.
Yes.
So let us pray for you today. If it's a door that you can't get through and you've been trying and you've been saying, the prayer of the righteous are very much.
Yes.
Let us pray for you today. Amen. Amen. If there's anyone on the line today that has a testimony, amen, we want to hear your testimony on today. You want to testify the goodness of the Lord right now in the land of the living, what God has done for you. Amen. Hallelujah. He's already done it. We're living, walking, breathing testimony right now. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It could have been, it should have been, and it would have been, but God, if that's you on today, we want to hear from you. Press 1. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God on today. Amen. We thank God on today. Amen. We want to continue to pray for our pastor. We want to continue. Make sure you're praying for your pastors. Amen. We go through things just like anybody else. We deal with life as well, and we deal with everybody else's problems too. Yes. We thank God for the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. If you don't mind, Apostle, would you lead us in prayer here? We want to pray for everybody that's here on the line today. Amen. We want to pray for Brother Joe Washington and his family and others that lost a loved one on today. I mean, this week. Amen.
Amen.
Father, we bless you. We thank you. God, we give you glory and we give you praise. We thank you, Father, because there's none like unto you on the earth. We thank you, Father, that you are King of kings and you are God of lords. We thank you that you set high and you look low. We thank you, God, that no good thing that you have done from them that you love. Father, we ask you to forgive us for each and every sin that we have committed against your will, knowingly and unknowingly. But Father, we thank you that you would begin to place it into no remembrance ever again. Father, we lift up we your people. You said,
yes,
God,
Lord,
if we have, we have not because we ask not. God, you said if you take care of the sparrow, how much more than you would take care of us? We pull on the anointing that destroys the yoke. We pull on the anointing that looses the bound. We pull on the anointing that the people of God that are tested, that they will be free. Father, we pray, God, that you touch every person that is going through bereavement. We pray in the name of Jesus that you will cause love, your liquid love to begin to go and minister unto them. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. You said that you are the lifter of a bowed down head. And we calling on your name, God, to go to every mind and every heart of every person that has had a death in their family. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God. We thank you for your love ministry. We thank you that you would strengthen them and that you would uphold them with your righteous right hand. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for every person that is dealing on this mind that has torment of the mind. We thank you that you said, let this mind of also in Christ Jesus that it will be in a saturated thought with these things that are lovely and that are just and of a good report. Saturate us, God, with your power. Saturate us, God, with your will to want to get up. Saturate us, God, for any person that is dealing with the spirit of oppression. Of oppression or depression.
Yes,
God,
yes,
give us the understanding that, God, you will never leave us nor forsake us. God,
yes,
I pray for every person that is dealing right now in their body, that
yes,
dealing in their mind, and in your son that
allows
and we pray, God, in Jesus' name that you will begin to arise and scatter their enemies, scatter our enemies. Let those that hate us flee before us just as black smoke before form of fire, that you would drive our enemies away, and let us, the righteous, rejoice. Let us exceedingly rejoice and be glad. I thank you, God, to let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Him who we have redeemed from the hand of the enemy. I pray in the name of Jesus that just as a hammer is being put to a nail, I pray, God, that you will begin to target every petition, and bring it, oh God, to fruition. Bring it to a resolve. In the name of Jesus, and we put prophetic and apostolic pressure upon every prophetic word, and it will come to pass. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, that you would encourage the hearts and the minds and the bodies of we, your people. Give us the ability to understand that, God, you're going to put us in the position that you have called us to be in. Father, you set the reason the Son of God was made manifest, and you will destroy the work of the devil. We pray, God, for it is the Lord our God who will go before us to fight for us against our enemies to save us. God, let us not pray amiss, but God, let your will be done. As it is in heaven, let will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And God will be careful to give your name the praise. Why? Because you're keeping the enemy at bay. We're determined to give your name the praise. Why? Because your enemies, our enemies, to be at peace with us. We're determined to give your name the praise. Why? Because you're preparing the table before us in the presence of our enemies. We continue to worship you. Why? Because you're causing us to be led in green pastures. You're causing our cup to run over. We thank you that in this season, God, you will be our shepherd. And you are the good shepherd. You're a good father. Somewhere to say that's who you are.
That's who you are.
To lead and guide us. Continue to lead and guide us. We cannot move unless you say, God. Continue to give us instruction. Continue to speak to us, God. Give us direction.
We thank you
for the power of the Holy Spirit in every heart and every mind and every body that is on this prayer call. We be careful to give your name the glory,
yes,
God.
Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
We seal these prayers with the blood of Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
The blood of all things to fail. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God. Oh, Lord, we bless your name. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. It's all about you, Heavenly Father.
Yes,
it's all about you, God. We give it all over to you right now. Hallelujah. I hope you all decided today to give it all over to God while you still have time. Give it all over to Him. Cast all your burdens and your cares down. Hallelujah. Right now. Right now, pick up the peace.
Pick up
the peace that Jesus gives us. Not that alone. Peace be still. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. I ask everyone to continue to pray for me and my husband, Pastor Manning, as he's on a mission for God. Continue to pray our strength, and God will continue to use us great and mighty in the ministry. Amen. And we ask you, God, for everyone that's here on the line today. Amen. And for Apostle Rachel Deborah. Amen. Amen. I'll be sure to give you all information. She's here in Houston. She'll be entering to a building for those who are in Houston. I'll be able to come out. And I'll get that information from you, Apostle, and be able to share with our listeners on today. We have a packed house on the line today. So I thank everyone that decided to be with us this morning with the blessed word that went forward from Apostle Rachel Deborah. At this time, we're going to receive our tithes and offering. Everyone, if you have Cash App, you can see your tithe and offering to Pastor Santel. If you have Cash App, if you want to send it another means and you don't have Cash App, then give us a call at on our church line at 832-725-8094, and we'll give you another means to send it if you have Zelle, or you can mail your tithes and offerings in to us. Let us pray as we cover the tithes and offering. Those who are already sending your tithes and offering, God bless you. We pray over those as soon as we receive them. So let us pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you. Make us in the ministry or for your kingdom, Heavenly Father, on our tithes and offerings, and cause them to multiply where we send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know that as your children, we are the chief financial officer of your money. As it comes to us, it's our responsibility to manage our money and distribute our tithes and offerings as a spiritual seed to help nurture a harvest of your glory for your sake here on earth. Oh God, what matters to you is the dedication we exhibit to multiply generosity, hallelujah, and faith. Help us to appropriate your money with dignity to uphold your holy heavenly banking system. It is frugality, your honor. It's the kiss, the wisdom, the wisdom of a spirit-kissed generous heart. Oh, Father God, it's all is given unto thee, oh God. We pray, oh God, as they give, oh God, hallelujah, that there will be no lack in their giving, oh God, that you will multiply all that they give unto thee, oh God. So we're so bountifully that we will reap bountifully, amen. If we sow sparingly, we shall reap sparingly. So, Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh God, as you that have blessed us, oh God. Oh, Father God, we thank you and we love you, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen, amen. Our announcements for today, and I'll be giving those announcements. Today is November the 7th, 2021. Time went back an hour last night. So I hope you all set your time back an hour. If you have a cell phone, it did it for you. Amen. So we thank God for the extra time we get to sleep in the morning, since I have to get up at 4:00 in the morning to get to work at 6:00. I'm really going to enjoy the little hour that I think I have to sleep. So I'll get the time back for an hour again. We have announcements for today here at the Gospel Public Ministries in Houston, Texas, where our senior pastor is Apostle Tawanika Manning and Pastor Dorsey Manning. Amen. Monday we have our intercessory prayer at 6 a.m. here on our church line at 845-277-9213. Join us at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time. Every Monday, join us at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time. We may change the time, but as of now, we're 6 a.m. Amen. So join us. And we thank God for that time to come together for prayer, touching and agreeing, trusting God. We come believing. Amen. And we walk in expectancy. On Wednesday, we have our Bible study at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time here on our church line. On Saturdays, we have Saturday school lessons at 12 noon. Join us as right now our lesson is talking, we're talking about fasting for breakthrough and deliverance for your life and for your family. So join us on Saturday at 12 noon Central Standard Time here on our church line, 845-277-9213. Sundays we have two services. We have a 10 a.m. and a 2 p.m. service. So join us if you can't make the 10 a.m. Join us for 2 p.m. service. Amen. We thank God for everyone here again that's in service with us on today. We want to say happy birthday to everyone that's celebrating their birthday in the month of November. If you're celebrating your birthday this month, we want to pray for you, pray with you. You can press 1 if you're celebrating your birthday anytime this month of November. We want to pray for you and with you at this time. We want to wish you a happy birthday. Amen. Happy birthday to all the November birthday babies. Happy birthday to you. May God continue to bless you, God, to keep you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, may God continue to bless you. May your latter days be greater than your beginnings. Amen. We pray the goodness of the Lord over your life. Amen. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. And happy anniversary to those that are celebrating their wedding anniversary at this time. Happy anniversary. May God continue to bless your union. May God continue to strengthen you, amen. May you continue to seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness and everything that's according to your marriage, according to the will of God. For God has ordained man and woman to marry. So may God continue to bless your union and strengthen you in Jesus' name. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. For God be the glory. Amen. Amen and amen. I know it seems like I'm talking a little bit fast. The time is running low here. We thank God once again for Apostle Rachel DeBoer, you all. Amen. We thank God for Brother John Washington from New York, New York, and everyone that's here with us, and Minister Long Green, a minister that's on the roster here out of Illinois. We thank God for you, Minister Long Green, and your family. Amen. Your dedication to the work of God's kingdom. Amen. At this time, we have our benediction. Now may the God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus Christ from the dead, that good shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you complete in every good work to do his will, working in you what is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Remember the apostle to the board delivered on today. God says he's encouraging you today. So be encouraged. Amen. Stay right there. Trust in God. Where is that, Pastor? In the place of believing and having faith. And that's where God works miracles. Amen. Stay in that place. Remember, the devil is already defeated, and Jesus is Lord. You all have a blessed Sunday and have a blessed week in the Lord our God. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. And God loves you more. Hallelujah.
Streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I wanna hear her say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. People bow down to the king on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pray you for all of my days until I finally stop breathing. Yeah. Sing.